Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And it just wasn't going to work out for either. That's how I keep them at the same level.
Well, no, I mean, in terms of importance to the team,
we're not in practice.
It's not like I'm telling Damian Ball, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord splits you.
That's what it sounds like.
No,
you can't stand him, but you love Boogie.
No, I love Damian Ball.
Okay.
I wish it would have worked out.
Ryan Miller, the man, said you got a fraud. Okay, got a fraud down there at TCU. His name's Damian Ball. John Martin.
He's not a fraud. He is not a fraud.
Just want to make sure
you're not getting Shai Gilgeous.
How you like the taste of that?
What do you mean?
That misrepresentation and miscarriage, because that's what you do in terms of your role on this show. You've been doing that for 4 or 5 years, so I just want to see if you like the taste of it.
Jason, an eye for an eye makes the whole world.
Can I propose a possibility here? Is it possible, and I know the word possible is important here, that Damian Ball miraculously averages more points at TCU than Boogie Ellis does at USC?
This is an offensive, no way in hell from Jason.
Okay, I can hear that.
I answered it for John.
This is a disrespectful question. This is a disrespectful question, Brad.
This is a disrespectful question. Tell him how you feel.
I want to hear it.
No, it's insulting.
Tell him through the glass.
It's insulting to Boogie.
And in fact, no, it's not. It's insulting to Damian Ball to even propose that. To even put him in that.
It's insulting to Damian.
He's not even in the category.
No, because that's not his game. That's not who he is. He ain't no scorer like that.
He needs to start scoring.
He can get to the hole.
That dude can get to the rack.
Man, it's
all he needs is a jumper.
Yes. It's not fair to Damian Ball to put that on him, man.
No, it's not fair to Boogie.
Boogie's gonna be Boogie. Guys, I was in this studio last summer, and I granted he was playing against janitors in that preseason tournament. But when we were talking to Team Thad's guys, you know, they were like, oh, Damian Ball. Oh,
that was 2 years ago, wasn't it? Two summers ago.
Okay, right before you enrolled.
Yes.
But I got excited about it, and you could see glimpses of it.
We all did.
Because he loved the frame. And I think even Gavoni
the frame
and those guys
is unfreaking believable,
absolutely,
man.
But
all the tools are there.
Yes, they are. But I think at some point you start to realize the Mai Tais were flowing. You know what I'm saying? You rub your glasses at Damian Ball.
All the tools are there.
You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I root for him. Hope he does well at TCU. He's going to have an opportunity there, clearly, because 8 players have transferred from TCU.
Yeah.
And I don't think it makes me a bad person, Jason.
Is it Jamie Dixon? We talk all about Ryan all the time.
Yes.
I remember who was head coach.
And I don't think it makes me a bad person that I am rooting for.
Well, we got your true feelings out today.
I follow you.
Yeah, because look, man.
I'm sorry for disrespecting.
You don't need to apologize to Damian. I apologize to Damian.
I and Boogie. Damian.
Well, Boogie doesn't need it, man, because Boogie going to do what he does out there.
He's already in draft in the first round.
He is going to be fine. Maybe top 5.
Yeah, he's top 5 pick.
The way that I'm seeing it.
We got an email that Odyssey's looking for Brad so they can drug test.
They just
hit us up. He said, "We'll see you."
But these are
the guinea pig.
These are two. University of Memphis players who are transferring. They have both announced their destinations yesterday.
Where's DJ going?
I assume Mississippi State, right? I mean, we assumed
Mississippi State like 11 games into the Tiger season this year.
Yeah.
So why is that not done?
That I do not know.
What is going on with him?
I figured. The way they've sort of grouped, they kind of went out together.
Mm-hmm.
I figured DJ's is coming.
I really wish.
Those two having dropped, I figured DJ's is coming here pretty soon.
I don't think that changes his stock either, by the way.
Since we all think it's Mississippi State, I don't think anything's changed.
That does not change DJ's stock, in my opinion.
I talked to Texas A&M, who was interested in him, and I told John this. They thought he's going to Mississippi State, that it wasn't. They were asking themselves, is it worth doing the Zoom with him,
right?
Because we think it's a lock.
Well, I will say this.
I don't know if anything's changed in the last couple of days. Mm-hmm.
You need to stop sort of leaning on me right now, and you need to tell us what the latest is with the Lawsons.
Ain't nobody leaning on you for your Boogie take. No, nobody need that.
Boogie Ellis
is good, and we're rooting
hoping the best for him.
Yeah. And Boogie Ellis is trash. I did. And he was inconsistent, and he only averaged 6 points a game.
Since I'm just the Lawson reporter around here, since that's what I'm good for you for, well, let me tell you what I did talk about with Keelan.
Actually, can we take a break?
There you go.
Very well done.
We will give you the latest on Lawsons when we come back from our Lawson reporter, Jason Smith. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
National Contest Data Message Rate Supply. The Parlay Payday. Powered by BetQL. Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better better. Download the BetQL app today. 11K a day.
Lawson Report. Next, after the cash code. Cash word is Harmony. H-A-R-M-O-N-Y. Boy, he is hobbling over there. Limping ass John Martin over there. Text Harmony, H-A-R-M-O-N-Y, to 72881. Text Harmony, H-A-R-M-O-N-Y, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. You have 55 minutes to text Harmony, H-A-R-M-O-N-Y, to 72881. And you got a chance to win $1,000. Pretty simple, man. We could all use $1,000. Maybe you're putting your tax return together and you're like, honey, we may owe this year. Text the word Harmony, H-A-R-M-O-N-Y, to 72881. Harmony is the code word, and a fresh code word is coming your way at 2 o'clock with Giannotto and Jeffrey.
This is Memphis's sports station, WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM, ESPN. An Odyssey station.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but there's only one Memphis area restaurant that actually served world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, who is a 7-time world champion and the first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. And if you're looking for employment, Memphis Barbecue Company is looking for you. They need more employees. They're busy, busy, busy. And you can apply online at memphisbbqco.com. Just click the careers tab at the top. The application process is very simple. MemphisBBQCO.com.
At Kroger, everything we sell is guaranteed fresher than fresh because our associates constantly check to make sure everything is at the peak of freshness. That means peeking at the peaches, spying on the steaks, and delving deep into the dairy department. So everything we sell is guaranteed fresh, or we'll make it right. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
And right now, stock up on your favorites during the 10 for 10 sale. Mix and match participating items and get 10 for just $10 with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
When a strange man dies alone in the woods, a search to figure out who he is sends me to some incredible places.
He crossed the Atlantic in a small sailboat. He told me he got selected as an escort for Miss America. He also married an actress, a Broadway actress. You learn to recognize people who have a little bit of con in them, and he was that.
Stay away from Matthew McGill. New episodes everywhere weekly, or you can binge the whole thing right now exclusively on the new Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios. Online at TopsBarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
So, while you were chiding me for my appreciation of a Memphis Tiger, because that is what it boils down to at the end of the day.
Ex-Tiger.
Well, he is now, but at the time, he was a current Tiger. It's where it started for me. In the midst of that, I think we got the real sort of we got the real from Memphis fans. They don't want to hear about Boogie necessarily. They don't want to hear about Damian Ball. They want to hear what the latest is with the potential next Memphis
That's
Tiger.
What I was wondering about for you. Are you ready for the future? Because you seem stuck in the past.
I can move on, man. My heart will move.
I don't know. We just spent a whole segment on Boogie.
My heart. Well,
your heart wept.
Y'all made me spend a whole day on NIT. All right.
So wow.
Y'all can have one segment.
You wouldn't even let us say Penny won the NIT.
Yes, I did.
Before you were ready to talk about.
He already threw the trophy in the trash.
It was unbelievable.
No, y'all were talking about this 16-team NIT.
No, my thing that day was tone.
Man, take your tone, shove it up your ass. How's that? How's that?
If that's you go, because I know you just want to say I was right.
I never do that. I never say I'm right. Geez. I've never come on here and said I'm right. Look, I've never
what
said.
What are you talking about? You did it like the next day.
Well, that's one day. Can I have one day?
You know? Just said never.
Y'all get mad at me.
You don't even hear yourself anymore.
Y'all got mad at me.
Man, so lost, Boogie gone, y'all. This man is lost.
I will acknowledge, listeners, even when we're right and our tone's wrong, they still turn off.
I don't know if they turn off. I don't think they turn off.
They just turn up.
I think they just get mad. I think they just get mad.
They just get mad.
That's okay. That's all right. I can take it. I'm a big boy.
You're a big boy. Okay.
Anyway.
Ask me a question. I'm excited. About the future of Memphis basketball as opposed to the past.
What will help my heart go on is mm-hmm. – oh, yeah, that, oh,
are we getting Celine here?
Because I could see why you could sort of fall in love with one of these guys.
Potentially.
Maybe you already are.
News that you may have.
Yeah, it's not much. I asked Keelan if it was going to go down today.
Keelan Lawson,
the father of Chandler Lawson, the father of Jonathan Lawson. Because I'd seen – was it Stevie, the Daily Memphian? Mm-hmm. Written a story about the Lawsons that said you may get a commitment as soon as Tuesday. So I asked Keelan if we might be getting it or some news today. Mm-hmm. At least there was a two-word answer. Any guess? And it wasn't about to fall or about, you know, no jokes. No. Two-word answer.
Boogie Ellis.
Oh, I'm about to fall.
Sure wasn't no damn boogie. We left him an hour too, John.
You thought.
Here's the answer.
Resurrect.
No, sir.
No, sir. Okay, no news.
Now, don't take that to mean for you University of Memphis, you rabid University of Memphis fans that are interested in whether or not the Tigers and Penny are going to land the loss, don't take that to mean that anything's changed there in terms of where we think this thing
okay, well, I mean, I if you guys remember my award-winning interview with Jonathan Lawson from over the weekend,
I asked
him when he would make a decision, and he did say 2 weeks or so.
He told you like 2 to 3, didn't he?
Yeah, he did throw the 3 in there. Because his rationale was, you know, there's a lot of transfers still coming. We got to see sort of who's going to be there.
But he also said in the same breath, you lose spots. Spots get taken, too. He also said that, too.
Yes,
if you wait too long,
yes, he did.
You mess around, lose your spot.
You get the sense that these older transfers are going first. That's the sense I get.
How do you mean?
A lot of the younger players, in fact, I think it was Jonathan's dad who said, boy, there seems to be an emphasis on these veteran players,
the trickle down for the high school guys aren't getting pulled in.
They're not getting these major offers, and it's happening for some of the second-tier recruits, too, like
a guy like Jonathan, though, as highly ranked as he is, they're on him right now. Like, nobody's saying, hey, Jonathan, wait 4 months before we, wait 2 months before we contact you because of where he's rated. But to your point, though, Arkansas is one of those teams that's just looking for veterans, and that is why they only want Chandler. They want Chandler Lawson. We were talking about that a little bit last week.
Yep. That was the conversation.
Arkansas's part in this is for Chandler Lawson, and it's and up till yesterday when we got the update from Keelan coming out of the weekend, they were still involved. The three schools right now involved for both Memphis, Mizzou, and the aforementioned TCU and our guy Ryan Miller down there, they want both. And so has anything changed in terms of where this thing's at? I really don't think so. And do I think it's going to be 2 to 3 weeks? No, because I think Jonathan even answered his own question. You wait 2 to 3 weeks, who knows? Maybe you've seen something else in the portal, whatever else. Penny spent 2+ hours late last week on a Zoom call with both Lawsons. You don't spend that time unless it's a priority and you want to get it done as soon as possible. John, I'm just going off feel right now, but I got to feel like, Chandler Lawson looking over there, okay. Yeah, I could see my role. And like we talked about with that Zoom and what Penny would have to say to them, Jonathan's the one you're going to have to do the convincing of. So if there's any convincing left to be done at this point, I would think it's with him. And you're probably, like Keelan told us yesterday, you know, they expected to have a little bit of contact here, some follow-ups with Mizzou, with the other schools, just to sort of finish things up. But I say all that to say this, guys. I don't see this dragging out.
It's dragged out a little longer than I thought it would.
Are we within the week, you think, Jason?
Yeah.
Ish.
When Keelan was on with us, he kind of told us
that Chandler would be ahead.
And he said it might happen. I think he said on our show it might happen Tuesday. You know,
is that where Steve's? I saw Stevie's headline, but is that what he was alluding to? Was it what Keelan said on the show?
Because I know he said early next week when we talked to Keelan, you know, on Chandler. So
let's set it up like the real. How many players you say leaving TCU?
8.
All right. So what you have to wonder is, where does the priority level for the, you know, in terms of landing the Lawsons after these other schools? Now, when, you know, for Penny Hardaway, we see where it's at. You spend 2+ hours on them with the Zoom. You're not spending that kind of time unless you got the scholarships to do it, and you want both of them. We said that. But what about TCU? And they're losing 8 guys, and all of a sudden, oh man, we got to have some answers. They're already in on both. What a call to the Lawsons. Hey, our situation's changed. We need more. Could that be happening? Absolutely. If you're Memphis, that's what you have to be considering.
That's very
right?
True.
And just because we've had TCU, we know the situation. Ball's down there already. But knowing 8 guys gone, you'd have to think the urgency level to get the Lawsons probably pretty high for them. Maybe more so than with Konzo at Mizzou. But I got to say, I go back to this. When Penny decides that, especially locally, mm-hmm. that you're a priority and sets that out there, when has he lost?
Yeah, I agree. And I just think you haven't really seen as much around the country, all these transfers. Like, it's slowed down a little bit for Memphis in terms of their connection, right, to, like, the XYZ transfer. Like, you're not seeing the tweets they've heard from Arkansas, USC, Memphis, right? Like, those have slowed down.
You're talking about the Lawsons.
Well, no, I'm saying like,
from
just
from Memphis' standpoint, the Lawsons.
I'm saying, like, from a general, like let's say ex-guard transfers from, you know, Kansas. You know, you're just not seeing Memphis linked to the transfers like you were at the beginning of this thing.
Exactly.
Suggest to me that they've sort of
zeroed in on who the final 2 pieces are. Yeah. You are 100% correct.
Yeah, so I think we can sort of deduce there, you know, what Penny's priority are. Now, again,
not to mention, you're not seeing a ton of, at least from the beat writers of these other schools, saying, okay, new Zoom with the Lawsons, that kind of thing either.
Yep.
You're not, you know, so for both sides,
yep,
things have sort of settled down. I just think if you read the tea leaves, man, it still says the same thing. This is what we do in Memphis when it doesn't happen on the day we expect it, or maybe the day Keelan thinks it might last week. Right. Well, oh, man, what's going on? And those are the things you have to weigh in. Again, I'd ask you, how desperate is TCU at this point? I'd ask you, how desperate are those other schools you're recruiting against? That said, Penny makes you a priority.
Now,
usually he's going to get it.
Where is my lineup sheet, man? Where is it?
Oh, no.
Is it gone?
What's to the update it? The one with the red?
Yeah, I mean, it's gone now.
It's so, online. I mean, we've documented it socially.
That thing needs to be in a museum somewhere. Yeah, I mean, it's a piece of art.
Odyssey,
like Arthur Mollett. Mm-hmm. It's a piece of art.
Sure,
piece of art.
But you know, I don't think we're gonna have to reevaluate that for the time being.
I'll let you know if we need to reevaluate this.
Yeah, I mean, look,
I think Keelan would shoot me straight.
It's both.
Let me give you a little bit of insight on a conversation I had with Keelan last week. One of the things he's talking about, we touched on what's gonna be role for Jonathan. And these are things he obviously discussed with Penny Hardaway, the family discussed with Penny Hardaway, what's going to be the role for Penny. But you know, one of the other big considerations for him when it comes to his sons and playing for Memphis, I might have touched on it, but we didn't dive deep, was his desire, and we talked about it because he said, who's it going to be on that Memphis staff? His desire to have Chandler pushed. Because his point was, we spent all this time talking about how you probably have to do more of a convincing job with Jonathan, and I think that's still the case.
Mm-hmm.
But with Chandler, Keelan's concern was Chandler have a tendency, you know, if you allow him, right, he'll get in that spot, and that's what he'll do. It's because that's kind of what Chandler does. He becomes glue. He does his job, gets you those rebounds. But that becomes what he does when there's a lot more to unlock. And Keelan's point was, man, I need him to be pushed at whatever school it is. But with Memphis, we even talked about it because we're talking about that Zoom. We were having the conversation with him after he has the Zoom with Penny. It was, okay, who's going to be the guy on the Memphis staff?
Yep.
You heard a little bit about this when Keelan was on with us.
Yes.
But who's going to be the guy to push him?
Right.
Right? Because Penny Hardaway can't be the guy to be the X's and O's, He's running the defense. He's running the offense. Then he's got to hold my kids accountable. He's got to push them and all that kind of stuff. That needs to be separated. And that was Keelan's question. And I say all that to say this. You're not that deep in it, right, if this thing ain't looking good.
I agree.
For the home team on this
I don't.
If you're not deep into consideration and thought
good
like
point.
That.
Penny is just not a dude that's going to waste his time, especially locally. Like, he's just not going
to
do it.
He doesn't have to.
Yeah, he's not going
to
do it.
There are 13, 4, whatever it is, in that portal.
Yeah.
And I think if he thought he's about to lose the Lawsons, he'd be up in there and we'd be hearing about his, to John's point, we'd be hearing about Penny Hardaway and Memphis making contact with more guys.
In that regard, with what John just said about him not wasting his time with kids not from here, he knows their games very well.
That's what I'm saying.
So,
yeah.
He likes their games.
Oh, 100%.
He likes their games.
No, when Penny got the job, I remember Keelan and I actually talked about it. Like, Penny was, you know, even back then, a huge fan of Johnny. Yeah,
yeah.
Like, he was a big fan of Johnny and sort of what he brought to the table. So, Penny has been a big fan of Johnny's game, and obviously, Coach Chandler at East High School won, you know, 3 state championships or 2 or whatever it was with Chandler there at East High School. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's a big part of this entire, procedure, is the familiarity of you know, Penny with these guys.
What I don't know is how desperate TCU is. That's where I just leave that.
But if you're TCU, right? If you're TCU, or forget that.
They're one of the 3 we know that are after both, that are still in a little running for both.
But like,
so that's why I bring them up.
So like, okay, so to me,
and 8 guys gone, as you pointed out.
I think this is worth, because we've never really talked about Memphis having to beat anybody, right? We just assume Memphis just gets the Lawsons, and that's the
especially
end of the story.
I mean, locally.
But let's talk this through. If you are the Lawsons, your concerns as it relates to Memphis are where's Jonathan going to play, right?
Yeah, from a X's and O's standpoint, you can see it for Chandler. We've talked about that.
But to me, it's the total other side of the coin at TCU. Yes, you'll play, but you're going to do a lot of losing at TCU. You just are. So what would you rather do? Would you rather go somewhere, get a ton of minutes, lose a lot of games? Are you going to be the Iowa State of the Big 12 next year?
That's interesting.
Or do you want to go to Memphis?
Very possible.
Sort of have to – your minutes are a little more hard fought.
Damian Ball's down there averaging 15. You'd be all right.
It's very possible, John.
Not happening.
Well, possible to have a very bad year and a very bad time.
That's what I mean.
The thing that I would sell if I was Memphis, it is very simple. It is very simple. And, it's not, like, groundbreaking. But I would tell the Lawsons, look, it might be tough in some ways for Jonathan next year as a freshman. He's going to have to earn it. He's going to have to, you know, beat out a couple guys, and he's going to have to share. But Landers, he's going to be gone. Earl Timberlake, he's going to be gone. Damian Warren, he is going to be gone. So there is going to be a massive opening up of opportunity for Jonathan as a sophomore when he'll have had a year in the program.
You shoot him straight, like I was telling you last week.
And I don't know, you know, look, they're bringing in 2022, they're bringing in a guy in Amar Knox who is not going to be ready as a freshman, and they're bringing in a guy in Zacho Littleton who is not going to be ready as a freshman. So Jonathan is going to have a massive opportunity, and in many ways, if we're plotting this thing out, be leaned on as a experienced guard on that roster.
And your brother will be there both years.
Exactly. So
beautiful.
It's not a one-year thing.
Frankly, what does he have 3?
I think so, because of COVID.
Because this was a second year at Oregon.
COVID.
Yeah, he's got 3 left.
So you got
wow, the whole time.
This is a 3-year process, the way I'm looking at it.
That's what I told you. I told you this from the jump. The exact pitch you made, I told you that's what Penny needed to say, because if you start talking about you're going to play here,
right,
here's all, that's just not going to happen.
Right.
And that's when you can get yourself into some issues with that. Maybe have guys, feeling like I didn't get my time, just like we saw with this one. So shoot him straight.
Yes.
Hey, I'm not giving you the keys right now, but there's absolutely a chance you can earn them, and especially, Jonathan, after I develop you, we get into year 2. I think that if you're Penny, you'd be making a mistake if you went any other way. And I think I know from what I've gathered, it sounds like that's the way he went. You don't BS him at this point, especially a family like that's been through tens of these recruitments and with Diedrich and with KJ and with Chandler, having Dana Altman tell you one thing, get out to Oregon, it's different. You know, you're just not gonna get over on the Lawsons with BS pitches.
Yes.
And so nobody knows that better than Penny.
That's right.
Having dealt with him as long as he has, so you absolutely, I think, shot Jonathan just like you said, and Chandler, like we said, you can see it whether he's backing up DeAndre or playing next to him. He's right there, and hopefully as well, not just locked underneath the basket like he was at Oregon, maybe getting some time out on the wing as well.
Amen.
If anything changes on that, though, your boy will let you know.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for the good work on this. And, look, I look forward to a decision.
Do not expect anything today, at least from Keelan. Says no, sir.
Hold on.
And that was today.
All right. When we come back, Andy Katz had some predictions about Memphis basketball yesterday. Said he thinks they're going to get back in the NCAA tournament next year as a 9 seed or better. We'll get into that. We'll get into the Cincinnati job and what, you know, they should be looking for.
Absolutely.
Lots to get to with Andy Katz. We'll do that when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, it's Jason Smith, and starting stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Imagine feeling the freedom of 20/20 vision without the hassle of foggy glasses and contacts. Well, thanks to the LASIK Vision Institute, that freedom could be yours. The LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way. We're now offering 20% off LASIK with our latest Wavelight laser when treated in April. Go to LASIK.com to see this offer and see if LASIK is right for you. Plus, LASIK has never been more convenient. The procedure typically only takes 15 minutes, and most patients can get back to work the next day. The LASIK Vision Institute offers the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology, and our expert medical teams have performed over 1.3 million procedures. Technology and experience, all more affordable than you might imagine, especially with 20% off. Go to LASIK.com today to schedule your free consultation and start feeling the freedom of better vision. That's LASIK.com. Must mention this promotion and be treated in April 2021 to qualify. 20% off standard price of Wavelight procedure. Cannot be combined with any other offers. Go to LASIK.com for details. Patient age 40 and over will likely experience the need for reading glasses. Individual results vary.
Found the roof leak.
Where?
See those shingles?
Oh, what do we do now?
I pity the fool. You need the A-Team.
What?
A-Team Roofing in Collierville, one of only two diamond contractors in the Mid-South. They're a licensed general contractor, but also a licensed insurance adjuster. When it comes to insurance approval, the decision really is in the details.
Well, yeah.
Get your roof done right. Call the A-Team, 901-605-ROOF.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
You okay?
I'm A-OK.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Kraft Axe Throwing is your premier spot for casual or competitive axe throwing. Whether it's a night out with friends, casual or competitive, reserve your spot today. Now open. Reserve your lane now at KraftAxeThrowing.com. Use Radio 15 at checkout for 15% off.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Andy Katz is a digital reporter, analyst, host, NCAA.com. You saw him all throughout the NCAA tournament. Let's make him the giant interview.
Now, it's the giant interview presented by A-Team Roofing. Online at ateamroofers.com. The A-Team Roofing giant interview on 92.9's Jason and John Show.
Andy, how's it going, man? Appreciate the time as always.
How are you guys?
So things in Memphis I think I would say people feel pretty good. I mean, there have been some unfortunate transfers, like everybody I think around the country is dealing with, and Boogie Ellis and DJ Jeffries, Damian Ball, Musa Cisse, it appears, is headed out. But I think the mood is one that's pretty upbeat. Would you say Memphis fans are right to be optimistic about where their program is headed?
Yes. As we know, they were basically one or two wins away from making the NCAA tournament. They stayed true to the cause and won the NIT down in that bubbled environment in Texas. I fully expect that Penny will get this team into the tournament. You know, who knows what would have happened last year had there been one, had there been a American tournament. We'll never know. And they were close this year. I mean, both Houston games, mm-hmm. You know, it's funny you say that because I kept touting Memphis,
yep,
when I probably was not giving the amount of respect to Houston on the set, and Charles was giving me flack because I kept saying that Memphis should have beaten Houston twice. And, you know, of course, he was saying, well, they didn't. But, yes, and then that's true. But so I had a lot of faith in this team, and I think that, you know, obviously it's disappointing when guys leave for whatever reason. And Boogie Ellis now is committed to USC, but I just think Penny's got things going in the right direction. That clearly there's enthusiasm, and you know, it's just a matter of time, and I believe it'll happen.
Has it stacked up to what you thought it might be when they hired Penny?
Andy, has his first three seasons, and obviously they haven't included a tournament, and almost it feels like last year you throw out, but that was not a team that was peaking on its way to the conference tournament like it felt like it was this year. How's it stacked up in terms of what you expected and what we've seen here the first 3 years?
Yes. I mean, you know, last year's so hard to read. Because what if Weissman had come back? Everything changes. And how that thing all played out clearly derailed the season. You know, if you pair him with Precious the whole time, then we're talking, you know, a tournament team question.
Yeah.
You know, then the pandemic happened. But, I mean, they would have definitely been trending upward because I think that, you know, he could have been the top pick had he not played only, you know, a handful of games. So, you know, everything was derailed when that happened. And then they, you know, recovered well and put themselves in a position to potentially be a tournament team. And like I said, I mean, they were right there to get in.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate it didn't happen. But, you know, I'm very intrigued to see what the roster looks like. And, you know, fairly confident that he will put together a roster that will be, you know, in the thick of the race at the top of the American.
What would you say, Andy, the urgency is, you know, for Penny to get to the NCAA tournament? You know, he's going to be going into year four. This is a program that, and it's through no fault of Penny's. He inherited a program that was in a very long drought, and they continue to be in one of the longer droughts in program history when it comes to the NCAA tournament. So what would you say, how would you sort of assess the urgency with which Memphis needs to get back to the NCAA tournament, just for the brand and for Penny and his reputation and everything that goes along with that?
Yeah, I mean, this is the year. I mean, this is the year, year four. You know, that this is the year that you would make that move. Had these guys stayed, you know, then I think that it would be a lock. And so they didn't. And now let's see how it all plays out and what the final product will look like. But if I'm in the transfer portal, you know, it has to be a school that you would consider because now there's going to even be more opportunity. And, you know, Penny clearly, you know, has, I mean, if everyone's looking at that gateway to the NBA, you know, he's got the ties. And so, you know, I do think it's not as easy a job as it maybe once was.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think it's got cachet. If you were to put any team on from the American, to me, the order would probably be in some order, Houston and Memphis. Then, you know, if Cincinnati can get its act together,
right,
and then Wichita, and then maybe Temple. I mean, that would be, if I'm looking at, okay, who do I want from the league to get exposures? Who do I want in, you know, a Paradise Jam? I mean, excuse me, a Battle for Atlantis or a Maui, you know, to represent. It's probably Memphis or Houston in some order, even with Houston's run to the Final Four because they've got the brand. So I still am cautiously optimistic that he will get things going here.
You know, you
and like I said, he had it going. It's just they were a game or two shy.
Absolutely. They were very close. They were very close this year. Sort of to that same point, we've had this discussion on the show about Cincinnati. Brandon, you know, look, it was a bad fit. Didn't work out. Obviously, he's no longer the coach. That's still a good job, right? Like, you would think Cincinnati would be able to attract, you know, a good coach, maybe even a sitting head coach. How imperative is it for the league that Cincinnati get this next hire right?
Critical. Absolutely critical. The league needs Cincinnati to be good. It's got a great fan base. You know, I think they've got to get it right. They absolutely have to get it right. You know, one thing, I just looking back at their schedule, I don't think we can dismiss the amount of postponements they had because of COVID.
It's true.
And the lack of rhythm. That was incredibly disruptive, like it was to many teams. And, you know, you look back at games like, you know, losing to SMU by two. I mentioned the Houston games. You know, Tulsa by one. I mean, you know all this. You know, only scoring 49 the first time against Tulsa. The three-point loss to Auburn. I mean, all these games are essentially one-possession game.
Yep.
You know, out after they came back from South Dakota. I mean, that was the only thing that, yeah, that wasn't tough. Yeah, in South Dakota. I mean, after that tournament, despite all the disruptions, you know, they were right there in, what, four or five of these games that easily could have changed the direction of the season. And as we saw in this tournament, you just get in and everything completely could change because of winning a game or two with, you know, school like Oral Roberts or UCLA.
Where should Cincinnati look, Andy? I mean, if you had your way, your AD, who's first guy you're calling?
I am trying to get Frank Martin. I could see Frank, you know, there was a little bit of an issue there at South Carolina that we didn't know where that job was going either way. So I would face, you know, he's a Huggins guy. You could bring back the tie to Huggins. So I would go Frank Martin one. I guess I'd have to really think about former Cincinnati players, if anyone's in the pipeline ready to go. But I think they need a presence like they had with Huggs and Mick. And I would want someone like that. You know, for whatever Brennan's faults were that are, you know, potentially coming out, and we'll see here, he was very very much an introvert, at least publicly. You know, I think they need someone who, like, commands the room and is that presence. I mean, they've had it for decades, so I think they need to bring that back.
Would Archie fit, Andy? And I know he's going to get paid well to sit out, right? And our man Gary Parrish, I think, has even speculated that. Maybe you sit out, you just take that, I think it's $3 million or whatever. But would he fit if, say, you struck out on Frank Martin, you want to make a second call to Archie Miller? What do you think, you know, would that work if you could convince
him? Yeah, I mean, obviously he had success in the state at Dayton.
Yep.
And, you know, they were close at Indiana. They were a game or two away from being a tournament team. And I know you can't necessarily compare Cincinnati and Indiana in terms of, you know, recruiting, because it's easier to recruit to Indiana than it would be to Cincinnati. But he certainly got players.
Yeah, man.
I mean, there's definitely talent there. So I would, you know, I think that I don't think he's the first choice, but I think he's definitely on your list.
We are, of course, talking to Andy Katz. Listen to him on the March Madness podcast, NCAA.com. Saw him all throughout the NCAA tournament as an analyst. Arizona's open. It's a big job. Lots of big jobs have come open, you know, this calendar year, this coaching carousel. You know, we know Damon Stoudemire here very well in Memphis with the Grizzlies and then two stints with the University of Memphis as an assistant. Do you think he's the guy, and what do you just sort of think of Damon as a candidate for that job?
My gut is if it's not Tommy Lloyd, who's the Gonzaga assistant, big tie-in with a booster there, Jeff Stevens,
yeah,
whose son was part of the Gonzaga program. If it's not him, I think it will be and should be Damon Stoudemire. You know, I know that the NBA Arizona alums, both active and former, want one of their own, and they want Damon. But, you know, I think they would accept, obviously, Miles Simon or even Josh Pastner. And I don't mean even like as if he's lower. I'm just saying I think Damon would probably be the first choice because he played in the league and, you know, had a good run. So that's the player, I think, and former player, I think, that they want number one. But it could very well be Tommy Lloyd. And if it is, that'll be very interesting to see. And Tommy's a great guy, done great things at Gonzaga in recruiting and coaching with Mark Few. But it will be interesting to see how the former players react to that, because the guys I've talked to, they want what Michigan State and Carolina have, where – you know, former players just sort of congregate back there, migrate back to the campus in the off season, play pickup, call guys when they need to, and just have that family atmosphere. I'm not saying you can't get that, and I'm not saying, you know, Archie didn't have it at Indiana, but Mike Woodson's now already doing it at Indiana. And so once again, I don't think that you rule out. And, you know, the only candidate should be former alums. But, you know, we're seeing out. Let's see how, you know, it plays for Memphis with Penny. But I know that there are certain schools with rich histories that certainly want that kind of connection.
You like the Shaka and Marquette fit, Andy? I wonder if that's better, maybe closer to what he had at VCU, and Lord knows what the expectations, and hey, you get on the hot seat in Texas. Yeah, it seems like a good fit.
Yeah, I think it works out better for him. Smaller school, smaller fan base, basketball school. You know, your main competition will be obviously Wisconsin, DePaul, and if you can crack into the Northeast against, you're rarely going to beat Villanova, obviously, but maybe you can beat a St. John's or Seton Hall or something like that. But I do think it's a better fit for him.
Yeah, and then Hubert Davis, we have seen sort of there has been a movement, whether it's at Michigan, Memphis, you know, now North Carolina. I guess they've been doing that for a long time. They have sort of stayed within the family, right? Thoughts on Hubert Davis at that job and sort of the challenges that he may encounter as the coach there?
So I worked with him at ESPN.
Yep.
Great human being. Infectious laugh. I wish him nothing but the best. I hope it all works out. I think when he first went there, he kind of liked being behind the scenes and being quiet and just doing his thing. But I just saw in his presser, I saw a Hubert that really is, I wouldn't say come out of his shell, because like I said, he's got this infectious laugh, but he really looks the part now of someone who's ready for this kind of a position and is ready to take on all that being the head coach of North Carolina means.
Andy, man, great stuff. We know you're ripping and running. We appreciate the time.
Thank you, Andy.
Great stuff as always.
All right, take care, guys. Thanks. You too.
He is Andy Katz. Catch him on the March Madness podcast, NCAA.com. Saw him all throughout the tournament there with Shaq and not Shaq, but Charles Barkley and Kenny Smith.
Yeah, he's a looking man.
Absolutely. So appreciate Andy Katz.
He said your guy, Frank Martin.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's going around, huh? That Frank would leave South Carolina. I mean, look. I
just did the extension.
Yeah, I mean.
Isn't that why you do the extension? So he doesn't.
Well, yes, but we know contracts are meant to be, ripped up.
But usually you get those, right? The guy uses the leverage and a little unhappy, then you get the extension.
That's
you're
true.
Straight. It doesn't happen the other way around.
I guess the reason why Frank Martin would go is because it just means more, Snatty, right, to win in basketball than it would at South Carolina. I mean, it's just
yes, and probably always will.
There's passion.
You think
South Carolina basketball fans? Come on, you ain't never met one of those.
Uh-uh.
You know, the interesting thing about these contracts with some of these alums, it's the case with Penny. Hubert Davis's contracts leaked information about the numbers. It's so low for Carolina.
Yeah, for sure. Now, I
know they've got the money. They don't need to save it in per se, but they do happen to save, and they don't get these long buyouts. Yeah. I mean, there are so much savings
that's
happening.
I guarantee you, though.
I know they're not doing that, though.
I guarantee you Hubert Davis is going to kick back from Jordan. I promise you, he is getting there. Just like Kay gets a kickback from Nike at Duke. There's always
sure
will take care of it.
You know, he is getting paid by more than just the
what's
university.
He getting though, Brad? What you
5-year deal, $400,000 base. Of course, he gets the $1 million in year one, increasing by $100,000 each year. So it's basically $1 million a year, and then there's the bonuses, which can get to $1 million if you get the NCAA championship. I mean, it's a mill, basically.
They could pay a lot more if they needed to.
They would pay, you know. Some of these schools would pay 9 to 10, like K and
– But
like,
that's why if he's solid first year, they'll do it after the first season.
Well, and again
– if he kills it, they probably
and
will.
And again, I promise you he is getting money from Jordan Brand. Like, there is kickback somewhere else to where he is getting made whole by somebody else.
I guess my point being it's not –
But they don't have to do that.
Jordan?
No,
just North Carolina, period. That he needs to make a ton here from Jordan because we're paying him, you know, so little. They don't need to do it. It'd be one thing if you were a struggling athletic department and right, you needed that to kick in, Hubert's going to be fine.
Right.
But in this case, it feels like, why would you pay him now?
I would not feel bad for Hubert Davis.
No, I'm not feeling bad. It's just different in the sense that it's not, here you go, Cal, $9 million, come to Kentucky.
Well, you can't give Hubert Davis $9 million.
And you couldn't give Penny Hardaway $3 million.
Right.
If that's kind of where we're going
here.
Yeah,
that's where I'm going.
There was no way you could do that because Penny was unproven at that point. I mean, Hubert's been on that sideline for North Carolina, but he's in the same boat in terms of unproven. You can't – literally, when they were paying Tubby $3 million, I think he was top 10, top 15 in the country, at that time. You couldn't do that for Penny from where he was coming.
That's why it hurt even worse.
Penny clearly was doing it on a – rebate, though. You got a hell of a deal. But slowly but surely, that thing – what do you make, 1.9 this year? Now it's going up over 2. He's getting what he's earned, I think. And to Andy's point, I mean, we've all said it. He said, same. You got to make it. You got to make the tournament. Because there's not, you know.
Yes. Got, in year four, you got to make the tournament.
I just can't see any, you know, oh, it was Wiseman and COVID and DeAndre NCAA.
As long as you can make the tournament in terms of the big rules.
I mean, because you got that, you feels like you're going to have the talent, all that kind of stuff. You seem like you got offense figured out. You got enough of a nucleus back. The biggest thing going to be that IRP.
That's what I'm thinking about, yeah.
I mean, it's time.
It's past time, yeah. John. Them folks is late with that thing.
It's time for the ruling to come down.
And I know he's getting asked about it, and he's still able to recruit these kids. So, yeah. I don't, you know, if that's a, hey, I feel good about it, or if it's a, hey, man, don't, you know, don't worry about that. It won't affect you during your time here.
Yeah.
He's still recruiting at a high level, but that thing's got, I mean, they are overdue for that.
Yep.
And Memphis deserves to know at this point for what you got them in there for.
Well, they still haven't gotten their notice of allegations yet, have they? That still has not come out. I mean, there's still a lot left to play out in terms of this process.
I thought I thought they were done asking questions.
I just feel like there's still a process. Like, they still have to get that notice of allegations. Then they go. Maybe they haven't. You know, the notice of allegations has to get sent to the school, and I feel like that would have been leaked by somebody, right?
If they had it,
Pat Forty would have gotten that.
Absolutely.
And then that's when Memphis has a chance to respond, and then the IRP will review the CCU's allegations and then Memphis's response, and that's when there will be a hearing, and then the decision will come. So I don't know. It doesn't seem like they are particularly close, but maybe this is the summer now that things are getting back to normal. They can expedite this process and figure it the F out.
It just, you know, it'd just be nice to know in terms of planning for everything, recruits that are coming in, that kind of thing. Memphis did this to itself. There's no question putting itself in this boat. We don't need to go back through that and that decision and do it. But come on,
yeah.
This is a lot lighter than what you've got going on everywhere else in some of these other cases. Knock it out.
Yep.
You know.
Yep. All right. We will come back, wrap this thing up here on a Tuesday. Jason and John on Eternal FM, ESPN.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, with 24/7 support and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uuncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
Bugs bugging you? Call Allied Termite and Pest for a free inspection today, 754-0454. Stop a pest problem in its tracks and ask about the Allied Guarantee. Prompt, reliable. Allied Termite and Pest. Call them today, 754-0454.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports. On 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Pull out juke joint, looking for a drink. That's what I recommend. Aged, crafted right here in the great city of Memphis. You guys know what I always say. It's smoother than smooth and bolder than the blues. You can't miss it. The bottle with the blue label, got the guitar on it. It looks great on your bar, and it tastes great in a glass. You can drink it on the rocks, drink it neat, make a cocktail with it. Lots of different ideas up at BlueNoteBourbon.com. Just $29.99. It cost me $50 to fill up. It cost me $29.99 to buy a bottle of Blue Note Juke Joint. You cannot beat that. Available wherever your favorite liquors are sold. It's Tuesday, which is just Monday, pronounced differently. Pick yourself up a bottle of Blue Note Juke Joint today.
Man, what you gonna do about that 0.5 ankle sprain you got?
Well, I'm gonna go see my mom's Dukes after this.
0.5.
I can't wait. I've never rooted for myself to have a serious injury harder than right now.
What was Jaws, BC? Remember what it was?
Grade 2, right?
Grade 2.
Yeah, you grade 0.
Worthy of a wheelchair.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I think John about grade 0.6 on this ankle sprain.
Well, I'll let you know.
Talking about playing with Alex Anderson last night.
I was playing with Alex Anderson. I was wearing an M33M shirt, and he goes, you play for Mike Miller?
Sure didn't.
I swear he did. I swear.
I'm saying the answer to his question is sure didn't.
But I think that tells you, like, he thought I was a hooper, bro. Like, he thought I was a real, like, an AAU hooper.
Because you are literally flogging with a Mike Miller jersey.
No, because I was knocking down jumpers.
You are a poser.
Can you tell us what you told him?
I said, no, I didn't play. I said, I do radio in Memphis. That's what I told him.
Oh, that's a good answer.
Yeah,
I like that.
What's
radio, who do you work for? What's radio station?
I told him ESPN radio, yeah.
Yeah, the ESPN affiliate.
Yes.
Let's generify the whole answer.
I don't get into the affiliate. I just tell people I work for ESPN radio.
I
know what that does.
People are far more impressed. When you tell them you work for ESPN radio, they're far more impressed than when you say ESPN affiliate. Mm. You know, even though that's technically true, I don't even feel like getting into the explaining.
You could say Odyssey. Odyssey. What's Odyssey? Let me tell you about Odyssey.
I can do Odyssey. Odyssey is your new home. That's what I tell them. I tell them it's your new home for audio that matters to you, Alex.
Yeah.
All right? Mm-hmm. From UT Martin.
The worldwide leader does work. I agree.
So I'll get that figured out.
Well, we're hoping for the best for you.
As soon as this
you're okay. Honestly,
show is. Oh, no, I'm fine. I mean, it's just a matter of like.
You're walking on it. That's
good. Do I need to get in a boot or something? Will that help me out? I don't know. We shall see. Got some interesting bits of news to pass along before we get out of here.
Love interesting news.
Devin Askew played at Kentucky last season.
Yes,
was a point guard for Kentucky. Was considering Memphis there in his recruitment. He is transferred, not to Memphis, but to Texas for Chris Beard. So that is a great get for Chris Beard. They have to replace some guys down there in Austin, and Devin Askew is going to step right in as a point guard and help Chris Beard in year one. So that is interesting. Also, for Memphis, you know, people wonder, well, will Memphis get involved with Devin Askew? We've been telling you for weeks that, you know, this is who they're looking at. This is who they're prioritizing. I know people like to play Fantasyland and charades. Well, what if we get this and what if we get the? Just listen to this show, and you will know. Just listen to the show, and you will know exactly what's happening. We don't have to play make-believe. We don't have to play house. You just listen to the show, and you will have a pretty good blueprint, a pretty good idea of the way that things are going. Period, point blank. Did we ever mention Devin Askew's name on this show?
No.
Therefore, Devin Askew was not coming to Memphis. He went to Texas. Okay, Texas, good distance from Memphis. See you on the other side, brother. Also, Marcus Zagorowski, who, of course, we talked about, is the brother of Michael Carter Williams, point guard for Creighton. He is off to the NBA. That's a little bit of a blow there for Creighton.
Good Lord.
Is he an NBA player?
I don't know, man. Like, I was thinking about that. Like, I
Zagorowski's brother.
I love him. Like, I wish Memphis could get Marcus Zagorowski. They would have a chance to win a title.
Does it free up shots for Mason?
Oh, well, certainly it's going to free up shots.
Not as good a team.
But, no, but you, yes, you would rather,
him.
Trust
yeah,
me, they would.
Mate,
want him
don't
on
you
the
want
team.
Him on
yes.
the
squad? You want the good player.
Yeah. Yes. And he's more of a, I mean, he does everything for that team.
Is
I
our
mean,
man Antoine still in the program?
I think he's still in the program, okay. But he doesn't play. You know, he does not play for them.
Be interesting. He must think he's going to if he's not transferring out of there in a year where it seems like
maybe
everybody's
so.
Going.
Maybe so. Maybe now that Zegar
hasn't worked out for him there yet.
You know, maybe he's a backup
Juan
point guard.
Juan had it all. Remember, what yeah. number one shooting guard at one point was a yeah. story you used to tell about him?
Yep.
When he was in high school?
That's right. I guess I would say that if Tyus Jones is an NBA player, certainly Marcus Zagorowski could be an NBA player. You know, he could do that. So that was some interesting news in the college basketball world. That's tough for Creighton. You know, I mean, I don't know if they expected to lose and maybe they did, but he's only a junior. He could have come back,
right.
You know, and played as a senior and he is off to the NBA. Not sure how many mock drafts he is on, but you know, we shall see. So that's just two sort of, college basketball, transfers that were interesting to me. Devin Askew, of course, the point guard from Kentucky headed down to Austin.
I just think if Penny had decided, you know what? I've been doing this all wrong. I don't know. I wasted 2.5 hours with the Lawsons, and I'm gonna go a different route. Like some of these folks that tweeted us, John, or you know, Hope and Juan or whatever. They just don't want the Lawsons or don't think they fit the needs.
Yep.
I think you would see evidence of that in terms of the Memphis has reached out.
Absolutely.
Right now, like I said, I think it still stands where we've left it.
Yep.
Those are the final two pieces, at least through Penny Hardaway's eyes, is what it feels like right now.
Yep.
And feels like only a matter of time.
Yeah.
Jonathan told you 2 to 3, and
right.
maybe it goes that long for him, but right. I just think he's going to end up getting both of them.
Yeah, because Chandler feels
sooner than later.
Need immediately. He's a true big. That's what he is. Like, that's the one guy. Like, there are a couple guys who they just are what they are, right? Sam Anu is what he is. Chandler mm-hmm. Lawson is what he is. I don't really think you're going to be playing Chandler Lawson on the wing very much.
Not much, I would suspect, with
you can,
all the wings.
You can stretch him out a little bit and have him taking some elbow jumpers, things like that. I'm not saying you can't do that.
Well, I mean, DeAndre was out there last
year. Yeah.
It's like it's not like Penny doesn't give, in this case, his four, freedom.
Right.
Because you saw, and DeAndre hit some threes in some big games and knocked down some big threes for them. But my point is this. Here was the point. They were concerned that okay, at Oregon, you're told it's going to be one thing. You get stuck underneath the basket in that system out there.
Yep.
Well, with Memphis, while they know a lot of that time is going to be under the basket, speaking of the Lawsons, obviously it's a different system in the sense that there is a little bit more freedom to that point where
yep.
you literally saw DeAndre. He was perfectly. Penny was perfectly fine with him operating out there at times last season, and he hit, like we said, he hit some big shots for you. Could you see Chandler out there? Absolutely. There will be that freedom in that offense,
yep.
but better believe that what he's going to be dependent on most is to get rebounds and be a guy inside.
And,
but
exactly.
I think he'll have the freedom to do a little bit more of what he wants to do. A little shot outside, which he didn't get to do at Oregon, that can happen for you.
Well, it's going to be an interesting year because the creativity that's going to be required for most of this roster is more than Penny has really ever had to have. You know, he's going to have to get creative
That's
in terms of the way that guys are used and the minutes that are distributed, because I don't think there are as many defined positions. Positionless is what Penny has said. Positionless is what it shall be next season for the Tigers. That is going to do it for us today. Thanks to all of our guests who joined us on the show today. Thanks to Bobby Marks. Thanks to Andy Katz for joining us on the show.
Hey, man, good luck to Boogie Ellis.
Absolutely.
You know?
Best of
good
luck.
Good kid, you know.
The best of
We're
luck.
We're rooting for him here.
The best of luck.
Yep.
The greatest luck in the history of the world.
Damon as well, but Boogie, especially you.
To Boogie.
And now,
no doubt.
We will never hear that again.
Oh, I think you'll be hearing from
that,
Boogie.
You'll
be hearing
His agent
from Boogie.
Over here will bring it back.
First
you'll
game.
Be hearing
yeah,
from Boogie.
Did you see the highlights?
You'll be here.
Look
be
out.
Staying,
if he gets traded, he'll get more minutes.
Yeah, YouTube TV. Do we get the Pac-12 network? Oh, we're going past the music. We're going past the music.
RJ Hampton was first on the roster. Now Boogie Ellis.
Giannotto and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Free anywhere on the Odyssey app. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
92.9 ESPN from Odyssey.
Free money.
Hi, this is Sammy from Memphis, and I just won $1,000 listening to Jason and John.
Weekdays on the hour.
At 92.9 ESPN Sports Radio.
And get ready to win cold, hard cash. Listen at the top of every hour for the code word. Text that word to 72881. Data message rates apply. National contest. Weekdays on 92.9 FM ESPN. ESPN. All of the best free coverage. The best sources and opinion. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. 92.9 FM. ESPN. Memphis's Grizzlies Station.
Odyssey is here, cheering on your teams right alongside you. Sometimes that's your favorite team, and sometimes it's the rival team. But you bet them to win. Let BetQL's expert analysis lead you to more cheering and more winning. BetQL looks at every game and every potential bet and ranks them on a scale of 1 to 5 stars. Their 5-star bets are your most profitable opportunities and have shown real proven results. Get better at betting. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com. BetQL, an Odyssey company.
Memphis is home of the Blues Barbecue and Blue Note Juke Joint. It's bold like the blues and smoother than smooth. Enjoy it neat, on the rocks, or in a cocktail. Ask for it at your favorite liquor store, bar, or restaurant. Blue Note Bourbon Juke Joint.
Everybody is focused on COVID these days, rightfully so, but COVID doesn't end a world of sprains, strains, and fractures. Those things are still here, and they can ground you for a long time if untreated. So if you or a loved one is suffering from an injury, this is Gary Parrish telling you to skip the ER wait and go see Dr. Laura Linderman at Linderman Sports Medicine in Collierville. Her practice specializes in acute injury treatment and therapy that will get you back on your feet. So make an appointment today by calling 901-850-5756. You can do it online at LindermanSportsMedicine.com.
Bev Hart here with the man who brings a party everywhere he goes, Shaq from Homer Skelton Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Millington.
That's right, a Jeep celebration event, 0% financing up to 72 months or longer on new Jeep Compass, Renegade, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees. We've got tons of selection when it comes to the new Jeep Gladiator and the Jeep Wrangler. If you want one, it's on our lot. Remember, we're going to make sure you get the best incentives. Visit us at HomerSkeltonCDJ.com.